1. Begin transmission.
Hey, yo, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever pertains to you, because it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting, oh boy, episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and as usual, I'm sitting here with a giant cup of tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's hot. Oh, it sure is good, though. All right. Well, today is going to be another one of those very unexciting days. I've got nothing. I've got absolutely zero. The bad news is, even though this is a lovely Sunday, the weather is cold again. And I was going to say it's snowing, but as I look out the window, it has stopped snowing. And it was snowing for a little while, and we had some big flakes and some wind, and I thought, oh, okay, so we're going to have snow, but then no, it stopped. And I don't think any of it accumulated. But it's still cold outside. I haven't checked the temperature. I can just tell it's cold. Just by the ambient temperature in my house. I do have the TV on. We can flip over to the weather channel. Oh, and I just missed the local weather. Okay, apparently now it's 25 degrees, so it's not that cold. And we've got some slight wind. But it's going to be under freezing for the next couple days, and then it's going to get warm again a little bit. So, yay! Are we going to have an early spring? I don't know. It's something we can always hope for, but yeah, around here it's not likely to happen. We have had blizzards in April. That's always fun. I do remember snowstorms in May a couple times. So I don't know what to tell you. As for me, I got to find something to do. So I'm just sitting here on my butt, and I'm flipping through the TV schedule, looking for football. Ooh, Smokey and the Bandit 2 is on. I think we can skip that one. And here's some sports channels. Jeez, we got college basketball, women's college basketball, more women's college basketball, then Motorsports Hour. And here's a listing for soccer, and that's all it says. International friendly. So I'm guessing that's a USA game. Otherwise, you know, why else would it be on? And I'm not particularly interested. Oh. And my motorcycle race comes on again at 2 a.m. Yeah, last night I missed my motorcycle race. Because I was over at my friend Brian's house, and we were watching cricket. And that was fun. Mostly because he's got kids, including a 4-year-old boy who just loves to climb on you. Which is funny. And entertaining. So I had a lot of fun over there last night, explaining cricket, and having a good time watching Big Bash. It was fun. And I ate some donut holes. That was fun. I gotta check my movie channel to see if there's any movies I want to watch on today. Astro Boy is on again, but I don't like it. What else we got? Nothing. There's nothing on. Well, we got some Archer reruns that I've already seen about 60 times a piece on the Simpsons channel later tonight. Oh my god. Yes, so starting here in about half an hour, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 episodes of The Simpsons, then The Simpsons movie, and then The Simpsons movie again, And then Archer coming on at 11 o'clock tonight. The Simpsons. I'm still shocked that it's still going. You know, I mention this every time, but how much more of The Simpsons do we need? You know, I've met, you know, 22 or 23-year-old kids who weren't born when The Simpsons started. There's people who have graduated from college who weren't alive before The Simpsons. I think that's odd. I mean, do we really need that much Simpsons? Apparently we do. I gotta wonder about the Simpsons merchandise sales, though. You know, you don't see people wearing Bart Simpson t-shirts anymore. You don't see anybody with a Simpsons keychain anymore. Oh, you don't see people with the Simpsons stickers on their cars anymore. But you know what I did see? When my cousins were in town and we were picking them up at the airport, there was a car in the loading zone that had a Tiny Rick sticker on the back window. I'm Tiny Rick! I thought that was funny. I like Tiny Rick. Oh, Lucky Chow is going to be on here in another 7 minutes. Oh, that's the one I've already seen. Ramen culture in New York versus Tokyo. I will eat ramen. I'm more of an udon fan, but, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, geez. Now I'm hungry. Now I started thinking about ramen. And now I'm hungry. When I say ramen, when I say I'm thinking about ramen, I'm not thinking about the crappy freeze-dried instant 3-minute ramen that we have here in America that costs, you know, 8 cents per package. I'm talking about good Japanese handmade ramen. I want some ramen. I want some udon. I want some noodles. Noodles. I've got some udon. Maybe I should eat some noodles today. Maybe I should. Maybe this will turn into another cooking show. Tobe makes noodles. No, we're not going to do that. Oh, wait. Here in 45 minutes, the World Cup magazine show is going to be on. I've probably seen that episode, but who knows. Then the Bundesliga report, and then FA Cup. And this says new. It must be not live. This must be an early game from earlier today. And even though this is an English language station, the description is in Espanol. Do Estadio Stamford Bridge en Londres, Inglaterra. In other words, from Stamford Bridge Stadium in London, England. So I'm guessing that's a Chelsea game. And that's not on for another hour and a half plus, so... Ooh, and then after that is the replay of the Cardiff game. Sweet. And then the Bundesliga report. And then the Formula E Street Racers, the Formula E magazine show. I will watch that. And then, oh, here's my motorcycle race coming on earlier. This is a replay from last night. Good. At 9 o'clock, so I can watch my Supercross races. I don't know what it is. Somehow... I got into Supercross racing, and if you've never seen this, this is basically motocross, but it's in stadiums, and so the tracks are small and technical and just crazy. And I started watching it a couple years ago just because, I don't know, it fascinates me, because it's one of those things where you look at it and you just go, God, how crazy do you have to be to do this? I mean, It's not like regular outdoor motocross racing where there's plenty of room and you're not going to, you know, kill anybody. Supercross seems extraordinarily dangerous to me. And so I got to wonder about these guys who do this, who think this is a good idea. Oh, I have an idea. Let's all do this. This will be fun. We can race our motorcycles inside this little stadium. We'll pile up a bunch of dirt and go flying around. and we'll try not to land on each other. Yeah, that's a good idea. It's a good idea for people who can't get insurance. Yeah, fun for uninsured people. Yeah, so I sort of came across Supercross, and I kind of got into it, and I started watching it just because, you know, it's on at night in the winter when there's nothing else to do. So I was watching it, and then I got an email from my brother who turns out he was into it. And he's like, by any chance, do you watch Supercross? I'm like, actually, I do. And so now I have this conversation point with my brother. And I'm enjoying this year's Supercross racing so far. It's an interesting season starting off. I think yesterday's race was the fourth race of the season. So I need to catch up and see what went down. All right, scrolling through the rest of the TV schedule, it looks like there's nothing on. And I'm shocked. It's Sunday. Shouldn't Dirty Dancing be on one of the women's channels? Did we check all the channels? I don't think we went down here for this far. So we better check the low number channels. Looking for Dirty Dancing. Baby is one listless summer away from the Peace Corps. Come on, where's my Dirty Dancing? Oh, are we sure Baby's not going to get put in a corner? Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Oh, man. Dirty Dancing is not on. That's unusual. Has there been some kind of grand alignment of the planets? For what reason could there possibly be that there's no Dirty Dancing on? I don't know. But we better check TCM. What's on TCM tonight? Ooh, Blackboard Jungle is on right now. Ooh. Scary youth gangs with knives. And what else we got? Ooh, The Odd Couple, I'll Pass, Cheyenne Social Club, starring James Stewart. We used to have a bar here in town called the Cheyenne Social Club. And oh, I do have a few stories about that, but I don't know if I'm comfortable telling those stories. So we're just going to skip the whole Cheyenne Social Club concept right now. Still going up TCM. Ooh, at 1 a.m. Invanda's Room is on. And that's a weird, freaky movie. I've seen that. Oh, it's good. I'm going to watch that tonight. It's gnarly. And what's on after that? Oh, and then by that time, it's 4:30 a.m. Oh, and then at 5 a.m., Mr. Blandings builds his dream home. Oh, Cary Grant. That's a classic. I do like movies. So I tend to watch movies on occasion. What am I going to do right now, though? I don't know. We're done with the TV for a few hours. Nothing good's going to come on. Oh, and I don't feel like watching the Weather Channel. What are we going to do, kids? I don't know. I just do not know. Well, the truth is, I do have some stuff to do. It's just, it's not very exciting. Good tea. As you may remember from previous shows, I've been rereading my manga collection again. Back, a number of years ago, more than a decade, back in the early 2000s, I subscribed to the American version of probably the most popular manga magazine in Japan. That would be Weekly Shonen Jump. But the American version is just Shonen Jump, and I used to read it because, well, I was a huge Yu-Gi-Oh! Fan. I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! The trading card game, and I used to try to, at one point in time, tried to play it professionally, but it just didn't pay off as as well as it needed to, but that's a different story altogether. Needless to say, I have about 5 years of these magazines, and about 10 years ago when I moved into this house, I just put them all on a shelf in an unorganized manner. And now, 10 or 11 or 12 years later, I'm rereading all this stuff that I haven't read in 10 years. And I thought, you know, since I'm doing this, I might as well organize these magazines and put them all in order. And, oh, I've been putting that off for a couple of weeks. So now I've got magazines off the shelf, just stacked up all over the place on the floor. And, I've been putting it off. Procrastination. It's your best entertainment value. So I've been reading a lot of manga lately. And last night, I started bookmarking pages again. And I shouldn't do this, but I don't know. Maybe I could take up a new career. Tell me what you think about this idea. I secretly like to color. I hated to color as a little kid. I hate coloring books. I hate the whole concept. But now that I'm older, I find myself thinking that maybe I should become a manga inker. You know, all of the manga that I like to read is all black and white. And so every once in a while when I see an interesting page or an interesting frame, usually something really generic with no text in it, no speech balloons or anything like that, I'll just take that page or that panel and I'll blow it up, enlarge it on a photocopier, make photocopies, and then I'll color them in because I love magic markers. And I love certain Japanese magic markers. There's a certain Japanese magic marker that is favored by manga artists, and they're very expensive, and I'm not going to say the brand name because I'm receiving no compensation. If this company were to give me a whole bunch of free magic markers, then I would tell you the brand name. But you can probably figure out the brand name because they're probably the world's most popular marker for doing manga. And they're really expensive. They're about $7 a piece. $7 for a single magic marker. And that was the last time I bought one. They're probably more now. But I do have a small handful of these. And I do like to do stuff with them. So maybe that's what I'll... No, I can't do it today. Today's Sunday. I don't think the library's open. I could go copy some pages and color some stuff, but... Yeah. I don't know. So maybe I should... Should I embark on a new career? I would have to buy a lot of magic markers, and I would probably have to move to Japan. Which, you know, doesn't immediately shock me, but I don't know. When you live in Nebraska and there's lots of open space, going to somewhere like Tokyo is pretty massive culture shock. And I don't like to be in small spaces. Small rooms annoy me. And there's not a lot of room in Tokyo, but that's neither here nor there. Maybe I'll organize my manga collection. I'll do that later. Nobody wants to listen to me sort through magazines right now. But, you know, now that I have your attention. I was thinking of something else the other night. This is sort of a bizarre idea. And this is an idea for a project. A robotics project. As you may or may not know, I do like to mess around with electronic stuff, and I will build little robots out of junk parts just because I think it's funny. Yeah, people have all their cool robots, and when you see my robots, you just have to laugh because they're literally made out of junk, and they look like junk, but they are funny. And a couple days ago, I was looking for something in my kitchen, and I came across this robot brain that I made years ago, and then I needed to cannibalize the robot that it was for, and so I ended up with this simple robot brain. It's just a bumper brain. It's a couple of relays and some LEDs, and basically all it does is is once the sensor is activated, you just put a switch on your front of your robot, and so when your robot runs into a wall, it backs up a little bit and then turns, and then it goes on its merry way. So I was thinking, oh, I should build a robot. I have this spare robot brain, and I know I've got some spare motors, and I know I've got some wheels that I could use, and I could put together a robot chassis pretty quickly, and I could put this brain on it. But then I thought, well, what would I want this robot to do other than just, you know, roll around? And then I remembered I had another idea that I thought I could combine with this robot idea. And basically, what I want to make is a dangerous robot. Now, I realize that probably doesn't make any sense. And this is not like a war robot. This is not a robot with guns on it or anything. Basically, what I was sort of thinking, and this is a terrible idea, but this is a funny idea. This is an artistic idea. This is a robot that would be a robot for art's sake. This is an art robot. It doesn't make art. It is a robot that is art in itself, this dangerous robot. And what this robot would do would be to start fires. Yeah, that sounds crazy, right? That sounds like a bad idea, right? I have to agree. So what I was thinking is it'd have a little robot, and it rolls around on the floor, and then it strikes matches, and then it just drops matches in random places, burning matches. It's sort of an arson bot. And so I was thinking, okay, so here's what you do is you get an old emery board and some Strike Anywhere matches. You know how much I love Strike Anywhere matches. And then you make like a little catapult or something that can fling a match, and it rubs up against some sandpaper or an emery board at the same time, and it flings little burning matches places. But then you have to figure out a way to reload the catapult and do this kind of stuff. Then I was thinking, another thing you could do is you could have a motor with a match attached to the shaft, and then, you know, put the head of the match up against a piece of sandpaper and spin the match, you know, juice the motor, spin the match, creates fire. Or you could have a little disc, a sandpaper disc on a motor that pushed up against some match heads and, you know, it spun and it would frictionate them and make them burst into flame. But the whole problem is how do you reload the matches? Then you have to build this really complex thing. My whole thing about robots is I like to keep them really simple. Stupid, simple, and they just work. So the whole problem is how do you reload the matches? How do you, you know, you'd have to, you got to build a whole nother robot just to reload the matches. So I thought, okay, well, how about instead you only have the robot light a single match, but that doesn't spread fire, you know? So then I was thinking, okay, well, then what you do is you get a little pump, like a toy pump, a battery-operated pump like you might find in an electric squirt gun or something of this nature, just need a tiny pump. And then you and then you hook it up to a sprayer, and then you hook it up to a reservoir, and in the reservoir you put some flammable fluid. And so then you have a robot that runs around in a pattern or something, and it sprays accelerant places, and then it strikes a match and lights everything on fire. What good is this robot? Well, no, this robot, it can't really be used for anything. I mean, unless you need to burn something down, and then, you know, there's better ways to go about it. So this is a pretty useless robot, which is what makes it art. It's entirely gratuitous. Here's a robot, and, you know, robotics exists to help make our lives easier. We build robots to do work for us. Well, here's a robot that doesn't do work. It's dangerous and it just makes more trouble than anything else. And so that's why I say it's art. This is a gratuitous robot. It sort of defeats the purpose of having a robot. And the only thing it can do, start fires, can be done in an easier manner. So I was thinking, okay, so what you do is you get an art gallery that's a concrete floor and you just have this robot running around starting little fires. And obviously you have to have somebody watching it. You know, you have somebody follow it around, get a museum docent to follow it around with a fire extinguisher and put out little fires. And I guess I had this idea just because, you know, I've read a lot of robot books and I have read Fahrenheit 451 by the late, great Ray Bradbury. And if you haven't read the book, Fahrenheit 451, I highly recommend you do. But the thing you need to know is there are firemen in the book. But in the book, the firemen and the entire fire department, they do not put out fires. They start fires. They burn books. And so I was thinking, that's funny. And also, in robotics competition, there is often a category for firefighting robots. Okay, this makes a little bit more sense. This is something a robot could do. And so if you go to any robot competition, there will be an event called firefighting, and these little robots run around in little mazes, and they blow out candles. So I'm very familiar with firefighting robots, and I have built firefighting robots before. And so if you combine a firefighting robot with the book Fahrenheit 451, then you have a robot that is a firefighter that goes around setting fires instead of putting them out. So I just can't get this idea of a of an arson bot out of my head. I don't know why. It's just funny to me. A robot so dangerous that, you know, how do you test it? You can't even turn it on because you're apt to set something on fire. And that would not be good. It'd be funny, but it would be dangerous. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, that's all you need to do is you get one arson bot, and then you get a bunch of firefighting robots, and then you let them all loose in a pen, in a fireproof pen, or some kind of closed space where the arson bot could go around setting fires, and then the firefighter bots could run around putting them out. And I don't know, could you sell tickets to this event? Would this be performance art? I think you could. This would be an interesting show. It would be like Survival Research Laboratories, only on a much smaller scale. If you're not familiar with Survival Research Laboratories, look them up. They're an interesting group of people, headed up by one wacky guy who I've always admired for his sense of wow. But I'm thinking, maybe that's what I should do. Build a bunch of little firefighting robots and one little arson bot. Find an empty warehouse that has concrete floors where nothing is flammable, and I could pen them in with cinder blocks, you know, put some cinder blocks up, so make a little low wall so there's a robot pen where the robots could run around and do their thing, and then charge people $10 to come in and watch this for an hour. And maybe you have a band play, you know, so people are standing around listening to music, watching, I don't know, some weird kind of fire show. Firebot runs around setting little fires, and little firefighting robots then try to put out the fires, and then you see who wins, I guess. I don't know. You've been listening to the Very Dubious Robot Committee show, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and it's Sunday. I gotta find me something to eat and then watch some football, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my Yonon Radio.